Elvis Presley, famous for Blue Hawaii, now has gone bronze in Hawaii. Years ago, Elvis Presley gave a concert, not just any concert, the first concert broadcast via satellite. It was beamed up from Hawaii and then beamed down to more than a billion television sets around the world. Oh, it seems so trite now, what with instant messaging, live streaming on the web, mental telepathy, oh, just getting there. But back in 1973, when we were playing vinyl records on our hi-fis and we had just three major television networks to watch, this concert was a big deal. Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Higher, higher, it's running through to my soul. Just like his 1968 comeback special, you know, when he was Black Leather Elvis, the King of Rock and Roll had spent months preparing for this performance in Hawaii. He dyed his hair from sandy brown to jet black once again, and he lost weight, all the better to look good in those white spangled jumpsuits. He was 38 the night of the concert. His addiction to prescription drugs would kill him 4 years later. But that night in Hawaii, he gave one of the most outstanding performances of his career. He sang, he sweated, he passed out scarves, he flirted with fans, and then he sang again. We're calling a trip. I can't walk on because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see? Carried live in some places and tape delayed in others, Aloha from Hawaii was seen in over 40 countries. In the United States, more than half of the TV viewing public tuned in. And the album of the concert went to number one on the Billboard charts. Yesterday, to commemorate that concert, a life-size statue was unveiled at the Neil Blaisdell Center in Hawaii. That's where the concert took place in 1973. The statue was commissioned by cable channel TV Land to commemorate the 30th anniversary of Elvis's death. He's depicted commanding a microphone in one hand and his guitar hanging across his chest, slim and trim forever, and bronzed in all his jumpsuited glory. Because I love. So now, at the Neil Blaisdell Center in Hawaii, they can say that Elvis will never leave the building. Wise men. Only fools, only fools. Oh, well, I can't.